Hey guys, my name is Caleb and I have two special guests. Say hi, Aiden and Thomas.
Hi.
Hi.
Anyways, so we are going to be talking about what we think about the new Star Wars Galaxy Edge theme park. And I think it's in Disneyland.
Which is in California.
Really? And so, Thomas, what do you think about it?
I think that's a really special addition to Disneyland. But the thing is, it's in California, not Disney World, so it's not in Florida. So I have to, like, go to California to see it.
We're from Florida, by the way. What do you think about it?
I think it's a really good start to all the things that Disney are building. I think it's going to be really fun because they already have a little bit of Star Wars, but when they add new ones, it's going to be really nice. So I'm happy for them. So,
you know, I also think that because they're adding more Star Wars and Disney also owns Marvel, they should put a more Marvel area in Disneyland and Disney World. You know what I'm saying?
You know, my favorite part about this is because...
No, it's just the beginning of all the stuff that Disney's winning. Yeah. I meant Disney's building.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning. Because the start of this was this Toy Story Land. Now they're making Star Wars.
Now Marvel comes next. Yeah,
they might,
Marvel.
And then they made Avatar.
Yeah. Marvel, like, yeah.
You know what I think? I think in the future, they're probably going to have something in, Galaxy's Edge that hints some things about Star Wars Episode 9. Because the only thing we have are leaks and the trailer.
Actually, I don't think so because they don't want to, like, really put hidden details in the place where it is. So, I think they're just... Sorry, I think they just putting it there for attractions for fun, not anything leaks, because like what if the leaks are permanent and then episode 9 is past like a year and it's still there.
But honestly, I think Disney's gonna run out of space if they start doing this.
Yeah.
All these new parks and they start building more.
I know, but what I'm thinking is that they're going to make some episode 9 hints that nobody will know because they will look like the movies that have already came out. They won't know it's from episode 9.
Oh, yeah, by the way, me and Aiden, we own a podcast called Off the Pill. And, yeah.
But now let's talk about the trailer and what we think from the trailer should be in the new land. So I think the crashed Death Star. Did you see that in the trailer? I think that should definitely
be in there.
I think Rey's pretty.
Thomas.
I'm just kidding.
You're in a relationship, bro.
No, I'm not.
Anyways, like I was saying, I honestly think that it said in one of the theories on my last thing that if Rey's gonna have a homemade. Homemade lightsaber, they should add that in. And I've also heard rumors of Galaxy Edge letting them create your own lightsaber.
Wait, Caleb, I have two questions for you. Isn't Galaxy Edge a phone?
Now that I think about it, is.
Isn't Galaxy Edge a phone?
No.
Like a kind of phone. Oh, yeah, but also, I have a question for you, okay? So, I don't know much about Star Wars, but didn't in the last episode, didn't Rey and Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren?
Yeah. Didn't they destroy Anakin's lightsaber? But in the trailer, we see it now.
Yeah. You know, in the movie, the Force works in mysterious ways. And, you know, the Force, or someone that's in the Force, took the broken lightsaber and the Jedi text that were supposedly destroyed, and they put it back in the drawer on the Millennium Falcon.
So, Rey is the last Jedi.
Yes. But now we do.
Well, technically, is she really a Jedi?
She's more like a Jedi in training.
She's more like a Jedi
Like, I feel like she could rebel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably because she did come close to joining with Kylo Ren.
But then Luke's there to guide her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but she could still rebel, you know what I'm saying? And then, I don't know what's up with Kylo Ren, so, yeah.
But yeah, Kylo Ren, this has several hints in the movies that Kylo Ren may come back to the light. But if not, what I think is going to happen, like I stated in last episode of this podcast, is that Kylo Ren is going to raise the Sith, and Rey is going to raise the Jedi.
What I hope to do, I mean, what I hope is that it's either Kylo Ren stays a bad guy, and then he turns light, he becomes good in the end of the movie, but to save, like, Rey or something, and he dies for her or something. Like, something like that. Or, what's his name? Or Kylo Ren and her get married or something. And, like, they start a new population.
Well, I don't think that, because Jedi Knights aren't supposed to get married.
Oh, yeah,
but because Rey doesn't know that.
She might.
But she could look in the Jedi text and see that rule.
But she might. You never know.
True.
Lucas Films.
I want to do a podcast with Thomas when we're actually recording and want to post that on YouTube.
So, thanks, Aiden and Thomas.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Aiden. No, I don't need it. We're going to do like a poll.
Oh, okay.